It was 1943. World War II raged on. J. Edgar Hoover was leading the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
To democratic ideals, to the worship of God, and to America's way of life.
It was a time when the FBI not only watched for counterintelligence, but sympathizers of the opposition forces. Special Agent Haberfeld had only been serving about 6 months as a Buffalo agent. On January 15, 1943, he boarded an American transport plane on a special mission. He spoke three languages, Spanish, French, and German.
He goes on a mission with an AD, an assistant director out of New York. In 1943, they fly to Guyana. And their plane actually explodes over the jungles.
Earl Gould is supervisory special agent for the Buffalo FBI. He was researching agents to be honored for a new electronic honor wall when he discovered the story of Haberfeld.
I was surprised because when I came to Buffalo originally from San Francisco, I'd always heard that Buffalo never lost an agent. So when I heard that, I thought, well, it's kind of unusual. And then we started looking at it, and he was, in fact, assigned here.
Gould is seeking details of the special mission Haberfeld was assigned.
He was going to interview somebody who was sympathetic to the Germans, which would make sense. He knew the terrain because he had lived in Africa. He also spoke German fluently. So it makes sense that that would be what he was doing.
The FBI has a long heritage of national service as far as protecting the national security of the United States. You can see it spans back to World War II. And you can see in this instance, I believe it was General Eisenhower made the request to Director Hoover at the time for assistance.
Chris Piotta is special agent in charge of the Buffalo FBI. How Haberfeld died is the reason he wasn't added to the FBI's long-standing wall of martyrs, honoring agents who died in conflict.
In this instance, it wasn't sabotage. It looked like it was a mechanical failure where he lost his life. He did lose it in the line of duty, but it wasn't direct combat, and it wasn't an adverse action aimed against Agent Haberfeld or anyone else on the aircraft.
Agent Gould reflects on news clippings from 1943 indicating Director Hoover attended a memorial for Haberfeld.
What Director Hoover actually said was he had all the markings of having a brilliant career, and to think that he only spent 6 months doing that career is kind of disappointing.
There's many heroes in the past that we don't know about, and we should.
Ed Cosgrove is a former FBI agent sworn in by Hoover in 1960. He never worked for the Buffalo FBI. Cosgrove is best known as a Buffalo lawyer. He served as the former Erie County District Attorney. Cosgrove reflects on Haberfeld's work for the FBI and the decades that have passed without knowing his story, comparing him to many unknown war heroes.
So many others during World War II or just before World War II that left their homes and their universities and their neighborhoods and their places of employment and went off and never came back. There's so many other people like that that did that, and there were so many stories and so that attend the progress of democracy.
President Franklin Roosevelt wore a black armband while attending the Casablanca Conference in Morocco in 1943, honoring the 35 who died in the plane crash. Many on the flight with Haberfeld were also government workers. Nancy Nolf is a long-serving government employee. She's been working in communications with the FBI for 43 years, making her the longest Buffalo FBI employee.
Good afternoon, FBI. I'm the white collar. Okay, just a moment.
But this was the first time she learned of Agent Haberfeld's story.
Well, I was very surprised, and I think it's wonderful that they're finally celebrating his duty here in Buffalo. It's an honor to have a room dedicated to somebody so special.
Nolf started her local work at the FBI at the former downtown Federal Building. That is where Haberfeld would have worked, and she remembered how the office was structured.
They were all in one long room, and then they had a separate squad for the organized crime, and you know, that was the mafia and everything was very important in those days. That was your biggest squad. And then he had your security division.
There's nobody left to remember him. And the only thing that's left is the Bureau.
Agent Gould noted there appears to be no living relatives left of Haberfeld's, but a representative from Geneva College, where he graduated, will appear at today's dedication ceremony here in Buffalo.
I think it's important for us to take a step back and actually do something. So, you know, every day somebody will walk by the plaque that we dedicate, and they'll see that's, you know, Harold Halberfeld, the guy, you know, who's from Buffalo. So there's a whole generation of agents that are going to know that story, and I think that's worth doing.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.